if I just tell you how I feel and you apologize, but I feel like there's things that are left unsaid, it's not a full apology. And hello everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Minds in Neutral with your hosts Rina
and Shahin.
And we brought the no, straight into the DJ.
Do.
Shahin, if you could choose a different career that was not computer science.
Suck.
No. Like, money didn't matter, your parents don't care.
Psych.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm.
What about you?
I think I would want to do something like... Wait, let me think. Let me actually think. Because I wanted to say something like...
Or like 3D modeling.
What's 3D modeling?
Like modeling...
Design?
Design. Modeling projects in 3D.
Oh, you know what was something that I really wanted to do? Mm. Well, it's not like I really wanted to do, but I thought it was a really interesting career where it's like you're the chemist, but for makeup.
Mm.
Makeup, beauty.
Forensic psychology.
Oh, that's also cool.
Mm.
That's also really cool. I also really wanted to do a degree in sustainability. Because I'm
really?
Yeah. I really went through a phase where I was like, guys,
why
we have to
didn't
save the
you?
Earth. I don't know. I mean, it is part of the future, but there was nothing like solid in terms of degrees. There was like business and like environment, but it just felt generic to me. And then the other like actual sustainable degrees were more into engineering, and I didn't take like the proper math for it, and I didn't take physics, and I couldn't have entered that field. And that was something that my brother warned me from day one. He was like, keep your options open. But the thing is, with IB, you cannot keep your options open. You can't take all the sciences.
Yeah.
You have to limit yourself to two. And then that's why I took ESS.
Yeah.
I really loved ESS. Really. And I did my EE in ESS as well.
Really?
Yeah.
I did mine on computer science.
I don't know how much I got in my EE. I think I got a B.
I
got a B in TOK. I remember that.
I got an A in TOK.
Really?
Yeah.
I hated TOK.
TOK saved my EE.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Your EE wasn't that good. EE, if you don't know, if you didn't take like IB, it's the extended essay. It's like a 4,000 word essay where you have to, it's like a whole research paper, and you have to conduct, what do you have to, I actually forgot.
It's basically like a research project.
Paper.
Yeah. It's a research paper. You pick a subject and you do research about it.
I'm really loving this hijab on you.
Thank you.
I don't know if I told you.
Loving this color on you.
Thank you. Yeah. I got so many compliments today for wearing green. I think dark green is my color.
I told her, by the way, because there's this one day where she's like, I don't know what to wear. I was like, wear your green abaya.
I think, you know what? I feel like it's just green just feels so like intimidating.
Forest? What?
Not intimidating. No, yeah. Foresty.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a color you would gravitate towards. Like,
no,
beige.
I feel like it's so calm. It's such
really?
A calm color. Yeah.
I guess it depends on the shade of green, because there's like greens that are like
matcha-y
green, and that's not cute, on people.
Yeah.
But then this, I really want to do that color analysis to see like what color works with our skin.
And that
it's so bad.
It's actually like it works, you know, because at first I was like, oh, it's fake.
No,
but then you see
those videos where it's like she puts a color and then you see all her dark circles, her acne, everything, her smile lines, and then she flips to another color and subhanAllah, it looks like she has a full face of makeup on. Yeah, I really want to do it.
Same.
I think this color, whatever this genre of color is my color.
Yeah.
For sure.
100%.
I saw that you could do it on ChatGPT. You have to take a picture of yourself and then somehow you figure out your hair color, eye color, skin color, and I think your lip color. You put those like coordinates? I don't know. Like the number.
The color number, yeah.
The color number into ChatGPT and you tell them like what color theory would work for me. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, yeah. I really want to do that. But yeah, girl, you know what? I feel like this week, aside from everything, it's been actually a really productive week. I felt like I had a lot going on and every little thing needed me, but I like committed to it. And I was proud of that because usually I'm not always like on top of my game and I'm good with owning up to it. Like I'm good with like saying, you know what? Shahad, I had a really bad week and I didn't like do the tasks that I needed to do, but this time around I feel like I did.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I've been working on like self-awareness.
Really? I feel like I need to work on self-awareness.
Really? Like in what way?
And like, yeah, because I always like, for example, like I always say, oh, I had a really like hectic week.
Yeah.
But I don't actually give myself the credit for like pushing through that week.
Yeah, that's
and
a different
like,
way to look at it.
Yeah, and the amount of work that I actually did.
Yeah. That is
Like,
so
because I
true.
have a to-do list, right? And like every single time
To-do
I,
list is long.
yeah.
Yeah.
And like every single time I would tick something and it would show, and I'd show and I'd be like, oh my God, look at all of the work I have to do. But then she's like, look at all of the work that you did do.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I'm gonna forget about this right now. Look at all the
No,
work I
because if
have
you
to
look
do.
at it, it's like, okay, it's a massive list of, let's say, 30 things, and
Yeah.
like 25 are ticked off. But then there's like five that aren't. And she's like, oh, but it's like big things. Like those five like require so much of my time and everything. But I'm like, Shahad, look at all the other things that you did. And you're like, I don't care. You
Yeah.
know what? But that's a really good, because when I think of self-awareness, I think of self-awareness as like owning up to your mistakes, owning up to your wrongs. I don't think of self-awareness as like, let me give myself credit for like how much work I actually do.
Yeah.
But that's also part of self-awareness, is like realizing, okay, I'm burning myself out. I need to like acknowledge that I'm, you know, working really hard
Yeah.
and I'm committing to the things that I'm doing. And you suck at that.
I
You are
do.
horrible at
I
that.
do.
Yeah, like genuinely. But why though?
Girl, I don't know, because like you know what I feel like? You know how they say, like, oh, look at the half full cup, not the half empty cup? I feel like I look at the empty.
Yeah,
I don't look
cup
at the
half
full.
full.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I always look at, like, oh, but this is what I still have to do. I don't look at, like, oh, this is my accomplishments.
Yeah.
Like, I don't see my accomplishments as an accomplishment. I just see it as, like, okay, this is weight lifted off my shoulder. And I saw that TikTok, by the way, where it's like, and I saw this like cringy TikTok where it's like this guy sitting like this and he's like, what are my red flags? And you scroll onto the, you see like the skull, like the death. You've never seen like the death
No.
skull person. And he's like, your red flag is that you never see your accomplishments as accomplishments. You see them as just some weight lifted off your shoulder. And when I read that, I was like, oh my God, that's me. Because when I accomplish something, it doesn't give me like that dopamine hit.
Yeah.
You know, when you're like, you tick off something, and you're like, yay, like I did it.
Yeah,
And it's a
yeah, yeah.
dopamine and it gives you motivation to do something next.
Yeah.
No, for me, it's like, whatever, khalas, this is some weight lifted on my
Okay,
shoulder.
what's next?
What's next?
Yeah.
It does, it, there is no like celebration time. There is no like time to be like, well done, Shahad, like you actually did this.
Yeah, which is really weird because Bahis, like for every person it's different, right? But then for me, like if I write, maybe writing it down and not actually like ticking it off, because you have your to-do list on your laptop. I
Yeah.
feel like if I write down what I have to do and then I like highlight it as in like, oh, I crossed it out, like that gives me so much reward, like to myself, where I'm like, okay, I need to treat myself.
Yeah.
Like I love treating myself, whether that's like, okay, I take a break, I go on my phone, or I'll go sit with my mom, or I'll make something to eat, or I'll buy something to eat, just like some sort of like
Reward.
yeah,
Yeah.
reward. Like you really need to reward yourself, and I feel like that's with everything. Like let's say you struggle with like praying your five prayers. You prayed your five prayers that day. Reward yourself. Don't be
Yeah.
hard on yourself in a way where it's like, oh, I better should be doing this anyway. Like I should be praying my, of course you should, I understand. But then if you give yourself rewards, it makes it something more to look forward to. It makes you
Yeah.
feel more productive to actually do it. 'Cause like I feel like otherwise you'll be your biggest critic.
That is true.
And you'll be your biggest enemy, like more than anyone else. Like, 'cause you know, the people around you, I see how they are. They're like, Shahad, you're working so much. Like they tell you.
Yeah, and I hear a lot. They're like,
You
oh,
get a
I
lot of
admire you. Like,
validation.
I admire
Yeah.
the hard work you put in. And I'm like, what? Like,
What
what
kind of
hard
hard work?
work?
No, but that's like, that's so unhealthy to me. 'Cause I'm like, bro, you're gonna burn yourself out to the point where it's like you won't even be able to open your laptop anymore.
Yeah.
'Cause khalas, at the end of the day, you're human. Like,
To be honest, I feel like I already reached that burnout
burnout.
point, but it's just that like I keep pushing myself. Like, 'cause when I burn out, all I want to do is just like go offline.
Yeah, and
Like,
you do do that.
yeah, and I like I don't want to talk to anyone. I don't want to see anyone. I just want to be in my room for like a whole like week, and that's
Yeah.
what I want to do.
Yeah.
And every single night before I sleep, I'm like, I just want to turn off my phone. I don't want to speak to anyone for a whole week.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, but I have to actually record this video with this person, or oh, I actually need to go to a meeting, and that means I need to socialize. So I need to push that anti-socialness that I want,
Yeah.
and push it and continue doing what I have to do.
But then do you feel like that antisocialness is your reward?
No, this is just me getting burnt out. Like that's when I know I reached the point of burnout, when I actually just feel like, no, khalas, I truly just don't want to speak to anyone.
I get you.
But every time I feel that way, I push myself and I'm like, no, because tomorrow you have to speak to that person. So you can't just turn off your phone. You can't just like lay in your bed. You don't have time to do that.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah. Anyways, that's not the subject of today. Very nice therapy session.
No, but it doesn't matter if it's the subject or not. Like, if that's how you feel, that's how you feel. And that's something that, like, at the end of the day, you need to, like, okay, it's good that, first of all, I think with anything, like, owning up to your mistakes or whatever, owning up to, like, self-awareness is, like, number one is awareness. Like, you're actually addressing the issue and you know that there's an issue at hand, because at least you're not, like, in Delulu and you're like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Yeah.
Like, at least you know. But then the next step is like, okay, what are we going to do about this? Like, how can we reach a point of balance? Because now we're in uni, and I always, like, my sister always tells me this. She's like, right now, I feel like you're going to be the busiest you'll ever be. Because once you, like, commit to a job, a full-time job, it's just like you go to that job, you attend, you do what you have to do, and then you go home. Of course, it depends on the type of job you do. Sometimes it's going to have you working after, like, hours or, like, you know, late nights or whatever that is. But it's not like... like, do you see how many tasks we have now?
Your brain is only focused in one place, which is your job. But, like, as a uni student, for example, you might have an internship. You might have a part-time job. You might have clubs in uni.
Yeah.
You have your own studies that you have to do for your uni. Exactly. So there, your brain has to focus on a lot of different things, like, completely different.
Yeah. Which is, like, it's good because at least it allows you to practice multitasking.
Yeah.
But then it's, like, multitasking to the extreme.
Yeah.
Because it's, like... you can barely, you have to give like everything like 2%, 2%, 2%. Yeah. Like nothing can be 100%.
You're really stretching out yourself very thin.
Yeah.
And you need to be careful because the like the more you stretch, the you'll thinner snap. You'll snap. Yeah.
You'll snap and you'll fall apart.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we need to make sure you don't snap.
Yeah.
Because I need you, girl.
Yeah.
No, you know, I was telling you, like, Shahad, bro, like, on a real note, like, the way... we're really, like, going all over the place. But on a real note, the way that, like, I rely on you, I don't think it's unhealthy, because it's not like I rely on you for, like, finances or things like that. But it's, like, I rely on you for comfort so much that, like, Anjad, if something bothers you, it bothers me 10 times more.
Yeah.
Like, there was an instance...
she would get fired up more.
More. There was an instance that happened in her uni one day, and she was like, Rena, the way you were looking, at, like, your facial expressions spoke volumes. And I was like, I don't even know how to, like, control it, because, like, I know seeing what I'm seeing, you would get irritated, so I'm getting 10 times more irritated for you. So, like, knowing that you're going through such burnout, it makes me feel stressed, because I'm like, well, I can't have you go through that, because, girl, you need to be okay. Because if you're not okay, I don't know how I would feel.
Yeah.
Like, it's very much, like, you know...
a reflection, give or take.
Give or take, yeah. Like, if you're not doing okay, like, I'm just going to be in a low mood. Because I wouldn't be able to talk to you the same, or our conversations wouldn't be the same, or I just know that you're not doing okay. So it's just like, halas. Anyway. We're, like, really diverting, but, like...
yeah.
I don't know. The whole thing that we kind of wanted to talk about today was, like, owning up to your mistakes.
Yeah.
And whether that means, like, a mistake where it's something...
that you did wrong.
Yeah.
Or, like, what?
Or, like, something that you did wrong, either to people or to yourself. Because sometimes people also don't realize that they're harming themselves in the same situation, which kind of falls into, the, you know, your situation.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, okay, when you own up to your mistakes, I feel like it takes a lot of, like, guts to do it. Because...
100%.
A lot of people don't want to, like, release this ego or, like, remove this ego that they have from them and just tell the other person, like, hey, listen, I know I did you wrong, right? But then it's, like, I guess I'm going to bring, like, a more religious point of view. I remember one time when we were, because we used to, like, attend these, like, Zoom, like...
Quran sessions.
It wouldn't necessarily always be Quran, because it would just be, like, a life lesson. But then it would be, like, in an Islamic sense. And I remember she was talking about, like... forgiveness and the whole concept of forgiveness, and if you messed up, you should be seeking forgiveness from that person. Like, put everything aside, don't even do it for yourself, but, like, do it for the sake of Allah, because it's your akhirah at the end of the day, right? And,
like, Allah can forgive anything that you've done that is, like, if you, like, if you wronged him, but he can't forgive you for wronging someone else
that if they person, did not forgive you.
Yeah, if that person has to forgive you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because they might hold a grudge, because you never know, like, you might have done them so wrong to you, it's like, khalas, you moved on with your life, but to them, that the couple words that you said have stuck with them forever. So I remember there was this one instance where, like, me and this group of high school girls, we were really close, right? And then we, you know, we had a really big fallout, whatever, and we all kind of, like, said some really bad things about each other, and Shahad knows this whole entire story. But we like said some really bad things about each other. Everyone just kind of like went against each other. And I remember I pretty much apologized. It was a group of four, including me. So I apologized to two. I cleared my name with both of them. But then there was one girl that was left. And I remember after that call, Shahad, I remember calling Shahad and being like, bro, I'm on the verge of messaging this girl. Mind you, we like unfollowed each other. I was blocked on some platforms. She was as well. Like, we were in basically no contact. And the only thing that I had a means to contact her was on Instagram DMs. But I remember I was telling Shahad, I was like, Shahad, this is gonna like take so much courage because I don't want to face this girl. Like, I feel embarrassed from what I did. It's been 2 years. And all of a sudden, this guilt that never hit me, like hit me all at once. And I was just like, I need to clear my name for this girl, like in front of this girl, just so I can have some sort of peace of mind, you know?
And I remember telling you, like, go for it.
Yeah, Shahad
Like,
was
do it.
so like, you have to do this. Like, you will not feel okay if you don't do it. And I was like, let me sleep on it. Let me think about it. And I remember we ended our call. And then I like did a few things in the house. And then I called Shahad back and I was like, Shahad, khalas, I'm gonna do it. Like, I literally cannot move on. Like, I can't distract myself and like pick up something else and like pretend that it's not on my mind. Cause I was just so set and no, I'm gonna text this girl. But I type up the message on notes. And Shahad was with me, and I was telling her, like, hey, I hope you're doing well, whatever. And I remember mentioning, like, I'm doing this for the sake of Allah because I had no power in me. Like, if it actually wasn't for Allah, I wouldn't have done it. Like, that's how much, like, I feel like, you know, it's like not even self-awareness, it's like religious awareness, you know? And I remember telling her, like, I'm doing this for the sake of Allah and everything, but I'm sorry. Like, I did you wrong. I'm really sorry. And I really hope that we can just move past this whole thing. I understand that it's been 2 years. Maybe you don't even think about it anymore. Or maybe you do. I have no idea. But for my sake, like, I'm just trying to clear things. And then she replied and she was also apologetic. And I liked the message and we left it at that. And then this like internal peace came over me, even though it was like when I clicked send. The way I was shaking, I was like, oh my God, my stomach hurts. I'm sweating. Like, I don't feel okay. Like, how am I doing this right now? And she came back to me like pretty quickly. And then I was like, okay, khalas.
And it was just this huge weight lifted off your shoulders.
Yeah, it really was. And then, like, ever since that day, I was like, Anjad, if I do someone wrong now, I'm like really vocal. Where I'm vocal in a sense where it's like kind of good, kind of bad, because I'm confrontational as well. I don't know what it is. Like recently, it's like if someone bothers me, I'll tell them right then and there, like what you're doing is bothering me. Or like I'll tell them in a little bit. And then at the same time, I'm vocal where it's like if I mess up, I'm sorry. Like I'll do it and then like a second later, I'll realize what I just did and be like, my bad. Like I'm sorry. I didn't mean that.
Yeah, I feel like with me, like I think it's hard for me to apologize. It's hard and easy at the same time because if someone comes up to me and tells me like, oh, like I didn't like this, like something that you did, in my head I'll be like, okay, sorry. But I would want to like stand up for myself because I feel like I actually didn't do something wrong.
Okay, that's a different
So
scenario
then
then.
that would be like, that's one scenario that sometimes I go through where it's like, okay, like I'm sorry, and I say it just out, just for the sake of saying it, and then they'd be like, okay, like
But you
thank
don't
you,
mean it?
but like, not about I don't mean it, but it's like you didn't give me the chance to speak, you didn't give me the chance for me to like say, tell you like my side of the story. Cause some people that's the way they are, they're like, no, khalas, this is the way it is, blah blah blah, apologize. And I'm like, okay, I'm sorry. And then another part where it's like, I do say what I want to say. And then they don't budge, and then I just have to again apologize.
So you apologize for their mistakes.
Where it's not like, I don't know how to even explain it. Like, for example, this happened to me where, like, basically someone came up to me and they're like, hey, listen, like, I don't really like when you did this, this, and that. And I was like, okay, but at that time, like, I didn't mean it that way. And plus, like, I was just really not like the way what you saw wasn't actually how it was like. And you, and then, like, they said to me, they're like, okay, but it's not what your intention was, it's your actions. And I tried to explain myself where it's like, but my actions did not even reflect that way. But because they perceived it that way and khalas, it was set in their mind, I was like, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, see, like that's where I'm like, like iffy because like you can't necessarily tell someone like the way you perceived it is wrong, because that's
Yeah.
just the way they perceived it. Like if someone told, like if someone bothered me, and then I confront them and they tell me, no, what you thought was wrong, I'd be like, what the hell? But then at the same time, I would be willing to at least hear the other person out, so that they tell me their side, and I would be like, okay, at least you opened my eyes. I still did get bothered, but now I understand where you were coming from. Do you get what I mean? But like, I don't think I would be like, oh, like if someone told me what I viewed of a situation was completely wrong, I would be like, but that's how I felt. Like you're gonna invalidate how I feel. Like that's kind of, you know what I mean? Because if someone did the same thing to you, you'd be like, no, but that's like the reaction that I felt is the reaction that I felt. But I do have an open mind to be like, okay, but like what did you mean by it? Like I would want a conversation, because again, if it's just like if I just tell you how I feel and you apologize, but I feel like there's things that are left unsaid, it's not a full apology.
Apology. Yeah.
Because I know you're just saying that to satisfy me, but you have some things that you want to get off your chest too, you know? And that's valid and you're right, because maybe you were having a bad day. Maybe you were bothered. Maybe you just kind of said it, you didn't even think about it too much.
Yeah.
And it is what it
And
is.
like another thing that like I don't know, I will tell you like a situation and then you tell me how you feel about that situation.
Okay, go on.
Okay? So let's say like I confront someone, okay?
Okay.
And they're like, oh, I didn't mean this way, whatever, whatever. But I apologize for making you feel that way.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
And then they're like, oh, while we're at the subject of confronting each other, I want to confront you about something that you did to me that bothered me.
And it's like completely unrelated.
Yeah, it's completely unrelated. And then you feel like, okay, now I have to apologize for that thing because she apologized for my thing.
Like tick for tack.
Yeah.
Okay, like, okay, first of all, that kind of apology, wait, say, how would she apologize, for example?
I'm sorry for making you feel that way.
That's fine. That's okay. But I wouldn't like an apology where it's like, I'm sorry if you felt that way.
Oh yeah.
If
If
you felt that way,
yeah.
yeah, if I, yeah, that's fine. If I make you feel that way, yeah, that's okay. 'Cause it's like, at least you're owning up to you did it,
Yeah.
you know? But then it's like, if you felt that way, it's like, do you not realize that you were the cause for the way of me feeling that way?
Yeah.
That's like disregarding. That's such a very,
That's not a, like it's not it's an ha it's a half apology.
it's a very half apology. It's
Yeah.
like, where's the rest of it? Like, come
Yeah.
on, I'm waiting. I'm still listening. It's like,
She's like
sorry if
basically
you feel that
saying
way.
she's basically saying half of it is my fault, half of her is it
It's like
her fault?
when you tell someone you can come if you want to.
Yeah.
What is that kind of invite? Like imagine I send my wedding invitation to people. I'm like, you can show up if you want to. Like, what is this?
Yeah.
But okay, and then mentioning like confronting me also in the process, Bahis, like okay, I'm gonna look at it two ways. Maybe she felt comfortable in that time to say something because she's like, okay, we're on the topic. Oh, I really wanted to get this off my chest. Or maybe it's not the right time and place, but at the same time, I don't know any other time, and I don't want to like over dramatize it to where I tell you, Shahad, I need to talk to you or whatever. So she's like, Khalas, I'll just get it out of the way in this conversation. But at the same time, it feels like you're kind of taking away from the fact that I felt a certain way and now you're bringing it back onto you. So it feels a bit selfish. But like, again, intention. I guess it's all about intention. Because she might intend in a way where it's like, oh, I'm not a confrontational person, but at least we're like in the topic, so let me mention it.
No, I think I know she like she knew I wasn't confrontational.
Oh, we're talking about someone for real. They're gonna watch and call Shahad.
I
Hey, yo. The amount of times Shahad has called out people on this podcast is crazy.
Listen, I'm just doing like personal experiences, 'cause like I feel like for me it's very hard for me to like actually like if we're being for real, I think it's very hard for me to apologize if it's and I like if someone come I don't know how to confront someone. So if someone confronts me, I don't know how to like I don't know what to do.
Okay.
Like if someone confronts me, I'm like, "Oh, like I think I go into defense mode." Because I'm not like I'm like I feel like they're attacking me.
But then how is their tone and like the way that they're doing it? Because if they're doing it super nicely, where it's like, Shahad, by the way, like I'm not gonna lie to you, what you said kind of bothered me. That's not an attack. But if it's like, Shahad, What is this? Why are you acting like this? And if they're like screaming at you and if they're swearing at you, that's an attack.
I
But
don't
you're gonna
know.
like, at the end of the day, you're gonna mess up at some point in your life, so people are gonna
Yeah,
confront you.
I know. Like, okay, let's talk about like our, like, you know, the thing that
Okay.
happened a
Okay.
while back.
So like, okay, in the beginning of the podcast,
Yeah.
things were like a bit rocky.
Yeah.
At least from what I remember.
Yeah.
Shad apparently doesn't remember
I don't
this.
remember
Shad has
anything.
like the worst memory in this
Yeah.
world. Fa, you know what? I might get you a fish.
A fish?
Yeah.
Why?
Cause you have
So we
like
have like
memory.
the share the memory?
No. Cause you have memory of a fish.
Oh, you know, by the way, when you were talking about that story, like
I'm
earlier on in
sorry.
this podcast,
Yeah.
about like me and you doing something, I don't even remember with the story, but I don't even remember what, I don't even remember being in that story.
The one where I apologized to the girl. No, you remember that.
No, there is another thing that you said. I don't know. There's something that she said at the beginning, and she was talking about how I was hurt. I don't remember.
Okay, خلاص.
Okay.
Anyway,
Anyways.
basically, at the
Okay.
beginning of the podcast, it was like a bit rocky, right? Because
Yeah.
like I felt like if we're just gonna be so for real, no hurt feelings.
No hard
No
feelings.
hard feelings. No hurt feelings. No hurt feelings.
No hurt feelings.
Okay. You know, apparently, by the way,
It's bad.
it's bad to shake with your left hand.
Yeah. Okay. This is right? Yeah.
Yeah, this is
Okay.
my right. Okay.
Yeah.
Ilmohim, I felt like a lot of the work was being thrown on my plate. And partially, this was also my fault because I never really shared the work. Like, I just kind of took it. I was like,
Yeah.
Khalas, like, oh, we recorded. I'll edit. I'll edit. I'll edit. Like, I never told Shahad, can you edit?
And like everything was saved on her phone.
Yeah, it was done on my phone or
Yeah.
my laptop or things like that. Or like, Khalas, like, I just went out of my way to be like, Khalas, I'll take care of it. But then I got to a point where I was like, this is too much. And I just feel like I can't do all of this by myself and I need your help. You know, and then I told Shahad, I was like, listen, I just honestly feel like, and again, at the same time, like a bad thing that I did was she would sometimes edit, but I wouldn't like her way of editing because, again, I was super picky and I was like, you have to remove out the ums and the uhs and the long pauses. And to be fair, in the beginning, when we started our podcast, we barely knew how to talk on it. Like, Saraha, it didn't come to us naturally. Like, until now, sometimes we like blank out and we're like, what are we saying? But I didn't like her way of editing, but the way I would tell her it is just like, oh, this is not the way that I want it. But I never like necessarily specified too much or was like, okay, you know what? Let's actually work on this together so you see my style of editing. In Muhim, I ended up telling Shahad, I was like, listen, one, two, three, I don't really like the fact that I'm carrying all of this on my shoulders. And I was super calm. Like, I wasn't mean. I remember being
Yeah,
super calm and
you
like,
were super calm.
and then Shahad, at the same time, you also had the chance to, because I remember Shahad was like, "Bisrina, you also don't share things with me," and that's when it clicked to me where I was like, "How am I gonna expect her to edit if I'm not sending her the file?"
Yeah.
For example, so that's why for me, that was an open discussion where it's like you also had a chance to prove yourself. I had a chance to get off what I wanted to get off my chest, and then you were like, "Okay, I get what you mean. You're valid. I don't do the editing, but." How am I meant to do the editing if I don't have anything to edit with?
Yeah.
And then from there, خلاص, like, and now the work is balanced. And like, some weeks Shahad does it, some week I do it. And then sometimes we just like split, and like, you do a bit of this, I do a bit of that. Well, it's done.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, like, how it works in my head, I'm like, did I say that because I was in defense mode and I was like, Rina, but you don't send me the things? Because I don't, did I apologize? Like, I don't even remember.
You did apologize. I remember you
I
apologizing.
apologized, like, after a while, because then I felt bad. And then I went to your house.
This wasn't on the first episode, because I remember I told you this. Like, there was the first like 10-ish episodes I used to do alone,
Yeah.
and then I was like, wait, Shahad, like, khalas, like, bikafi. And I remember I phoned you and I
Yeah.
told you, and you didn't come to my house that time.
Yeah.
That time you didn't, and you weren't defensive. Like, I remember you being like, you were quiet, and then you're like, okay, I'm sorry, but it's also at the same time. And to me, it didn't sound defensive. Let no, you were calm. So I was like, okay,
Okay.
khalas, we're just having a
Yeah.
discussion. Well, it's normal. At the end of the day, like, I was being so upfront because I was like, bro, as like tiny as this podcast may be to some people, like, it's a business,
That is true.
low key. It's
Yeah.
work. Like, it's un n not unnecessary, but it's work that we're committing to out of our own free will. There's no contract. There's no social media managers. There's no nothing. We're not being funded by anyone. It's just me and Shahad. The editing is me and Shahad. The concepts are me and Shahad. The way we talk is me and Shahad. Done. So like, for me to feel like, oh, it's just me, I felt like, what's going on? And then I told you, and then from there it was smooth sailing.
But I don't know, I just feel like overall for me, confronting, it takes a toll on me.
Confronting and being confronted.
Yeah, both of them take a huge toll on me. I physically cannot go through confrontation. It hurts. I don't know what it hurts, but it hurts.
But then you like have to think about it, Shad. Like, bro, you're gonna be confronted so much in your life. Like, you're gonna be
Yeah, I
confronted by your
know.
boss.
I
You're gonna
know.
be confronted by your husband, by your children. Like, you can't be defensive towards
Yeah.
your children because you might have messed up as a parent one time.
I don't know. I always think about it. And like, by the way, like every single time I got confronted, like it would just keep replaying in my head for the whole day, sometimes the whole week.
Really? Like, when I told you, did it replay in your head?
Or like when I once got confronted by my boss, replaying in my head. When I once got confronted
Confronted.
by my friend, replayed with me the whole day. It keeps replaying.
But then replaying in what way? You know, like, oh, I messed up. I'm a bad person. Like, you talk down on yourself, or you're just repeating the situation?
Repeating the situation.
But why?
I don't know.
Because if you're like talking down on yourself, okay, that's a matter of mindset. Like, you need to look at it in a way where it's like growth mindset. Okay, khalas, I messed up, but I can grow from this. Like, I can learn from this. But then if you're just repeating it for the sake of repeating it,
It just automatically happens. Like, well, I'll be like doing something and I'll just remember the confrontation. I'll be like,
and it stresses you out when you think about
yeah.
it. Psych students, analyze this because I have no idea what to tell you right now. And I'm sure you're not the only one. Like, it's not like an
Yeah.
only you problem. I'm sure there's other people that face the same. But it's like, my wife, for me, like when I get confronted, I'm just like
You just like you finish it on the
on
spot.
the spot. And the thing is, like, I will not end the conversation until we both feel satisfied. Because like, if I get in a like an argument, let's say, with someone, and then I can tell that they're not satisfied from the conversation, I'm not hanging up the phone. Like, we both have to hang up the phone feeling okay about this topic so that we can move on. Because I don't like when things resurface. Like, I don't want to have this conversation 10 times. What?
That's so not me.
Yeah, because to me, it's like, khalas, one and done. Like, I messed up. I get it. But like, let's b both be on the same page so that this doesn't happen again. Because if it keeps happening, then there's no, like, you're just talking, but you're not listening. They're just talking, but you're not listening.
Like, I feel like for me, when I confront someone, I need like two or three confrontational sessions. I can't do it all in one
Bruh,
sitting.
I can't. I don't have time. I don't have time for
Actually
like,
can't.
I don't have time for like meeting this person like 10 times and then telling them like
Yeah,
every single time.
I know, but like for me, it's like okay, I'll confront you like one day, and then maybe in the next like 1 month, we'll find the next confrontational
No, bro,
session.
just rip the band-aid and get it over with. Like, bahis, like that's such a long thing,
And
bro.
like another thing that I get, like when someone confronts me, I just like realize it right now, but when someone confronts me, I get so embarrassed. Like
Why though?
if you
Like, it's normal. You're gonna mess up.
if you confront me, right? And then like I see you around, if you don't say hi, I get too embarrassed. I'll suddenly like show my face up to you.
Okay, I guess it depends on how bad the mess up was that you did.
No, it doesn't matter.
But if it's just something like where you like, let's say, overstepped a boundary, that's it. Khalas, like, I'm gonna see you the next day. We apologize, khalas, we're good. Because I'm not gonna be fake. Like, if it's actually something that I really disrespected you, let's say, for example, or that person really disrespected me, we're not gonna be buddy buddies. Like, we're gonna be normal. We're gonna be acquaintances. But like, you know? Or it might take a really long time for us to be buddies again. Just no, khalas, for me, it's like one and done. I confront you one time in that moment, take it or leave it,
It's
Tishan.
so
Like, I don't know.
awkward. It's so
It's not awkward.
awkward.
It's so healthy.
Well, it's so awkward. Oh
No, I'm
my
like
God.
thinking of like, did I mess up? And there's like just this build up of
For
like,
me?
yeah.
No. No, wallah no.
Miss girl.
Wallah no. Girl,
Okay.
Miss Girl, if there was something on my chest, I don't think I would be talking to you the frequency and the amount of time I talk to you.
Okay. But then if I mess up, how? Okay, let's say I mess up. Let's say I
Okay.
actually mess up. Like, I said something that was like, Rena, that's so out of pocket. Why would you say that?
Yeah, I
How?
would never tell you.
Then how am I meant to ever know that I messed up? Like, how is that person? Like, how am I meant to ever know that I messed up? Because what if I do it again? And it keeps pissing you off?
I will need to reach my threshold of
No, babe, then
calmness.
that's on you. That's actually on you because you're allowing the disrespect to happen to yourself.
I'm not allowing it.
Yes,
I'm
you just... are because you literally could be like Rina, like in that moment where like I say something crazy like, oh, I don't like your shoes. They're ugly.
Yeah.
For example.
Yeah.
And then that's like, bro, those are my favorite shoes. Like I spent money on them, whatever. That's like your mindset. You're yeah. going to tell me, Rina, what did you just say? Like, that's what I expect. I can't
do that. Aslan, it processes in my head like a couple of 10 hours.
Days later. Loading.
No, for real.
Yeah, like, but then
when I'm in the situation, I don't think about it. It just happens. And I'm like, whoa, that happened very fast. And then I feel like it's too late for me to say something. And like, it needs to sink in properly, like soak in my brain
for a bit. She needs to memorize the script yeah. of how she's going to tell that person. And then by the time that it happens, it's going to be 2 months.
Yeah.
So, khalas.
And I'd be like, hey, by the way, Rina, I really didn't like when you talked about my shoes. And I'll say it that way with an awkward smile on my face. And I'm
no, like, that's true.
Well, I remember I confronted this person and I was laughing. Like, I was actually smiling and looking away. And I'm like, yeah, I really don't like.
No, babe, that's actually not okay. Because, like, if, for example, if I disrespected you and you didn't say anything and I do it again and I do it again to the point where you reach your threshold, yes, I'm going to look like the bad person here. But how am I meant to ever know that that was disrespectful to you? Yeah, in the first but,
like,
place?
Why would you do something like that might be disrespectful to me?
Because maybe I never knew that that was even a boundary for you. Like, for example, for me, I cannot take it if a friend is, like, swearing at me. Like, I hate when girls are, like, really, like, they call each other names.
Yeah.
Like, the B word, like, you guys get what I mean, whatever. Yeah. Like, I hate that. If my friend ever called me that, that's so high school and that's so childish of you. Like, never come up to me and be like, hey, or like, you know, like,
yeah,
I feel like that's just degrading, you know. But I always say, like, if someone ever said that to me, I'll be like, I don't like that, like, cut it out. Tell us, because I mentally know that that's not okay for me. So maybe you need to mentally know what's not okay for you so that as soon as it happens, you're like, can you stop?
Yeah.
And you don't have to be like, listen, I didn't like what you did right now.
Hey, listen, can we talk?
You can just say it as it is. You can just be like, cut it out. Like, I don't like that. Because, khalas, I'll say that.
I just feel like that's so mean.
That's not mean. That's you just being honest. Because if you're not going to be honest, you're just going to get stepped on, bro.
Yeah, and then watch them be like, by the way, now that you confronted me about this, I really did not like the way.
Not every person is like that.
I really did not like the way you confronted me about that.
Not every person is like that. That's just a boring, annoying person. Like, I don't know what to tell you. But it's like, for some people that are mature, they can just be like, oh, okay, khalas, my bad. And they cut it out.
I need to learn how to confront.
You do. And you just need to know what's not okay for you. So as soon as it happens, you're like, mm-mm, that's not happening. We're not going to allow that.
No.
Because
I know what, like, I know what annoys me. I know what gets me, like, upset. But, like, I just don't know how to say it. Because in my head, I'm like, ugh, Shahid, like, that's such a small, tiny thing. Like, why are you even bothered by that?
Why are you belittling yourself? Because if you're not going to give attention to the reasons why you're bothered, no one else will. No one else will care enough to give you that attention besides yourself.
Maybe because I feel that way about, like,
yourself,
myself. Like, maybe that's why I also can't say, I also can't apologize. Maybe. Because in my head, I'm like, okay, I'm not expecting an apology from you. So are you expecting? I don't know. That's so weird.
We need to take your brain out, dissect it, and figure it out.
Right?
Basically, that's the
guys,
conclusion.
Psychology students, if you want to, like, what is it? It's not test me. What is it? Like,
examine?
No, like, test? I don't know.
Analyze?
Yeah, if you want to analyze my brain and write, like, a research project about it,
yeah.
I'm so down.
Are you guys missing a dissertation topic?
Yeah. Shahid.
Shahid's your girl.
Shahid.
Do a whole brain analysis on this girl. Anyway, basically, to sum it up, in my opinion, I think confronting is the way to live life.
I agree.
Goody Allah.
Well, I agree with you.
Okay.
But, like, I truly don't know how to do it.
Okay.
Like, I don't know. Like, when I see people confronting other people, I'm like, oh my God, I really like that.
Like, slay.
Yeah. But when it's my turn.
Oh, I really didn't like the way you said that.
But it's okay. Just maybe try not to do it again.
Oh, yeah. One other thing that I stopped doing is, like, if someone apologizes, I stop saying it's okay.
Oh.
That's something I stopped saying.
Yeah. Because it wasn't.
I just go silent. Because I don't know what filler word to
sometimes
say.
Sometimes I say thank you. Like, thank you for apologizing.
Oh, yeah. You could say thank you.
Yeah.
I sometimes just go silent where it's like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm like, okay.
Okay. That's Rina's filler word.
Word. It's okay.
It's okay. Like I'll be telling her something like so deep, and she'll be like, "Okay," and be like, "Okay, mashi, okay,
Okay, خلاص.
okay."
Okay. That's it for this week's episode.
Yeah.
Hope
I
you
hope you all
guys,
are happy, healthy, and safe.
and inshallah, we'll see you next week.
Bye bye.
Bye.